Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, February 13th, 2020. I'm Rich Strappolino. Mobile World Congress has been canceled for the first time in 33 years. Spanish health officials said there was no reason to cancel, but GSMA CEO John Hoffman told Bloomberg the GSMA has canceled MWC Barcelona 2020 because of the global concern regarding the coronavirus outbreak. Travel concerns and other restrictions make it impossible for the GSMA to hold the event. On other coronavirus note, Reuters sources say Foxconn expects to have 50% of its Chinese production back by the end of the month and get back to 80% Chinese production in March. Nextdoor launched a new app called Nextdoor for public agencies, designed to allow police and fire departments, public schools, and city hall agencies to post updates, push geo-targeted alerts, and read messages. According to Nextdoor's head of product, Tatiana Mamet, development of the app was in response to years of requests from public agencies. The app integrates with the Forward to Police feature found in the Crime and Safety tab of the main Nextdoor app, allowing departments to access these notices on mobile devices. Bloomberg reports that, according to sources, India's Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology is expected to publish previously proposed new rules for social media and messaging companies later this month. The proposed rules would require blanket cooperation without a warrant with government inquiries, requiring platforms to help the government trace the origin of posts within 72 hours, preserve records for 180 days, and establish a physical presence in India with appointed grievance officers and government liaison. Browsers, operating systems, online repositories of knowledge, and software development platforms would be exempt from the rules. Reuters saw a document indicating EU antitrust regulators plan to investigate emerging markets in tech and consider preventative measures to help smaller rivals to big companies. European Competition Commissioner Marguerite Vestager will present the paper in March. Meanwhile, Facebook postponed Thursday's launch of its dating service in the EU due to concerns from Ireland's Data Protection Commissioner. U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien told the Wall Street Journal, "We have evidence that Huawei has the capability secretly to access sensitive and personal information in systems it maintains and sells around the world. The evidence is being shared with allies, including the UK and Germany, but has not been made public." The journal says the U.S. has been aware of a backdoor since 2009 when it was observed in 4G equipment, but did not say if it has observed Huawei using that access. Network equipment from all companies must have a way for authorities to access the network for lawful purposes, but without the manufacturer having access. The U.S. says Huawei built equipment that secretly preserves its access to this function without carriers' knowledge. Huawei denies the accusations. CNBC reports that, according to sources, Google has been consolidating healthcare-related projects into its larger Google Health division after previously being scattered across many different departments. Google Health is headed by David Feinberg, who joined the company in 2019, and now has a staff of over 500 employees. The division is working on helping doctors search medical records, and has consolidated DeepMind's health division, the medical brain team that uses voice recognition to help doctors take notes, and a small unit from Nest working on home health monitoring. Alphabet's health-related other bets companies like Verily, the life sciences group, and Calico, which focuses on aging, will remain independent. Motherboard reports that the Cebuano language version of Wikipedia is the second largest behind the English version, despite only having 6 administrators and 14 active users. Cebuano is largest spoken in the Philippines, with an estimated 16.5 million native speakers. Research by Motherboard and several global Wikipedia administrators found that this is largely due to edits and content written by bots, with one bot named LSJBot, created by the Swedish physicist Sverker Johansson, responsible for over 24 million out of a total 29.5 million edits and the creation of 99.12% of its articles. Research suggests that only 5 of the top 35 editors in the edition are human, with none in the top 10. LSJBot has also created articles for the Swedish and Ware Ware Wikipedias. According to the Wikimedia Foundation, bot policy and permitted use are strictly up to individual Wikipedia edition communities. Andy Rubin's Essential Phone Company announced it will shut down, citing an inability to find a clear path to deliver its Project Gem smartphone to consumers. Essential's phone will continue to work, but will not receive updates. Newton Mail will shut down April 30th. At Samsung's Unpacked event, Netflix announced a deal with Samsung to create exclusive content for its Galaxy phone line. Content won't include new shows, rather exclusive extra content, with Netflix showing behind-the-scenes footage of Narcos Mexico at the event. Samsung Galaxy phone owners will need a Netflix subscription to access the content. As part of the deal, Samsung's Bixby voice assistant will also now integrate with Netflix, allowing users to ask Bixby to play content from the service. And finally, Samsung's Galaxy Z Flip launch showed off a flex mode that lets users split the phone's foldable display into 2 4-inch screens to show different kinds of app content. Samsung said it worked with Google on the feature, and Google later confirmed to The Verge that flex mode will be available to other phone makers soon, although they did not state if this would be an open Android standard. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.